I was talking to these really smart undergraduate classes earlier today, and I told one of the classes I would tell them the story of this poem, Hurricane. The thing is, when you write about the mother figure in poetry, eventually you have to turn that on yourself and think about that. So, Hurricane is a poem that I wrote for my daughter. She was born in New Orleans, but also in Pittsburgh, there's this little small carnival that comes to town, and there's a ride there that's called the Hurricane, and my daughter wanted to get on that ride, and no one else in the family wanted to. We were like, that joint, it's rickety. I don't know if the paperwork's in order. And so when my husband and I were going back and forth about it, my daughter just put up her little hand and she said, just give me the tickets, I'll go by myself. And we let her. Hurricane. 4 tickets left, I let her go. Firstborn into a hurricane. I thought she escaped the floodwaters. No, but her head is empty of the drowned for now, though she took her first breath below sea level. Ah, ah. And mama, let me go. She speaks what every smart child knows. To get grown, you unlatch your hands from the groan and up and turned, latched in the seat of a hurricane. You let your girl, what? You let your girl, what? I did so she do, I did so she do. So, girl, you can ride a hurricane. And she do, and she do, and she do, and she do. She do make my river an ocean memorial Baptist Protestant birth. My girl walked away from a hurricane. And she do, and she do, and she do, and she do. She do take my hand a while longer. The haunts in my pocket I'll keep to a hum. Katrina was a woman I knew. When you were an infant, she rained on you. And she do, and she do.